Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by Fab Ricci. Fab, obviously the weekend didn't go the way anybody at the club wanted. How have the past few days gone, obviously, ahead of the game against Dundee?
Yeah, I think we had some time to reflect on Monday. Obviously, you know, it definitely wasn't the two results that we wanted, being that we're in the chase for sixth place for against Manchester. Same as the Sheffield, those are always the games that hurt us the most, and obviously it wasn't the result that we wanted. But, you know, we just have to keep having that moving forward tunnel vision to the ultimate goal of playoffs and finishing the season strong with the last five games we have with teams that are below us or that we're fighting for, right? So fighting to get their position. So I think we just have to keep on being positive, which I think we're doing. Battle hard, play hard, compete. I know that's what the biggest thing for us is, to just compete hard and play hard. And when we do that, we know the results we have. We just have to tie it together.
We all know the fans are hurting at the moment. Do the players hurt the same way?
Of course. I mean, the fans are hurting. I mean, we're hurting because we know the fans are hurting. I mean, the position we're in is not good for anybody, and we know that. Personal success doesn't stem from, you know, losing a lot of games. You know, when you have a winning team, team success brings individual success. So there's not one player that's going, oh, you know, we're so happy to be in the position we're in. I mean, it hurts a little bit more because we have a lot of players in there that, you know, want to move forward with hockey, want to bring championships to the club, want to be personally successful as well as team successful, and that doesn't happen when you're unfortunately having the season that we're having. So we're kind of just, you know, like I said before, having to just stay focused, stay positive. We clinched playoffs, the first round, the quarterfinals. That's something that we have to focus on. Whoever that may be, we know how we can play against them. The next five games have to be a turn switch on momentum builder for the playoffs, to push the pace and to, like I said, go into that playoff and make that final four, and then anything can happen. And to know that we have that potential to win a trophy still, I mean, that's just the reality. And the fans have to realize that, you know, we thank them for all the support. That trophy is still attainable, and we are still believing that we can get that trophy. We just have to all come together and you know, believe in it and play hard.
And I guess when you look around the room, you can see the guys that you've been with all season and see that you know, there have been positives in terms of the run in the Challenge Cup, you know, the big results at home, that, you know, early on there was a great result over Sheffield, the beatings of Belfast and Cardiff, some great wins on the road. My point really is this team has showed it can do it, and I guess, although it's not done it consistently, is that important to look around the room and then the guys that you go into to war with, that they've shown they can do it?
Yeah, well, that's always good, because, you know, we haven't been, I mean, we've been dismantled some games. That just happens in pro sports, but we've also shown glimpses and throughout the season, like you said, of playing really, really, really good hockey. You know, and that's something that in like individually as a team, we look around the room and say, guys, personal success will come from team success, and we have to know that, and the fans have to know that we're all professional and we want the results to be better. We know that. I mean, and we thank the fans for the constant support that we have every night here at the Motor Point Arena, and we hate losing at home, we hate losing in general, but the way the season's going, we just have to buckle up our boots. And I know it may sound like a broken record, but we want to win. You know, we want that success, and we, from Corey, from our goalie, from our defenseman to our forwards, from our equipment guys, like, we want to win. We know Nottingham's all about winning, about championship team mindset. We have to come together for this playoff push, and you know, we will. We had a good talk about it, saying, guys, we're strapping for five games. You know, next thing you know, it's quarterfinals, then boom, final four, and we don't have to win many. So if we get on a roll, which we can do, we just have to find that positivity, that swagger, that momentum that we've shown in the past games of the season. We're not worried about, oh my gosh, who are we going to play in the first round, right? We can compete with everybody. We're not worried about that. We're worried about ourselves now and in that room, and regardless of who we face, we're going to give them what we have.
Thanks, Fab. Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, thank you.